It's time for your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull for Thursday, June 12th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. National Weather Service meteorologist Jeff Zog says 24-hour rainfall estimates from central into northeast Iowa ending about 5 o'clock this morning included a few areas of heavier rainfall in the Mason City area as well as between Charles City and Cedar Falls. Estimates in those areas are as high as 4 to 5 inches, with larger areas of 2.5 inches of rain. Some streams in those areas have already been responding with rapid rises. Of most concern right now is the Winnebago River in the Mason City area, with a preliminary forecast taking it to around 9 feet this afternoon, above action stage but below the flood stage of 10 feet. Storms Wednesday night contained high winds and hail, sustaining damage to trees and cars, particularly in the Belmont area. Winds of 45 miles per hour and marble-sized hail struck Belmont around 5:30 before power went out in Belmont to almost 3,500 customers. In neighboring Hancock County, some 750 customers had no electricity. In Franklin County, about 800 customers went powerless. In Kossuth and Hancock County, spotters confirmed pea-sized to marble-sized hail along with 60 to 70 mile-per-hour winds. Some of the area precipitation totals from the National Weather Service in La Crosse for the 24-hour period ending about 9:30 this morning. Waukon with just over an inch. New Hampton almost 2 inches. Ionia almost 1.5 inches. Fredericksburg a little over an inch. Olwine over 1.5 inches of rain. Charles City over 2.5 inches. Nora Springs 1.25 inches. Elma and Riceville each with about 1/3 of an inch of rain. Osage 1 inch of rain. St. Ansgar 3/4 of an inch. Stacyville just over 1/2 inch. And about 1/3 of an inch in Decorah. Governor Kim Reynolds has vetoed a bill that would have made it harder for Summit Carbon Solutions to seize land along the pipeline route from unwilling property owners. Reynolds says she respects both sides in the debate over the use of eminent domain authority, but claims the bill is too broad and affects other types of energy infrastructure. House Speaker Pat Grassley of Butler County, the top House Republican, has called for a special legislative session to override the governor's veto. Representative Bobby Kaufman, a Republican from Wilton, helped craft the bill.
Kim Reynolds has failed the state of Iowa. Kim Reynolds has soiled her legacy, and her legacy is now spitting in the face of landowners and being Bruce Rastetter's errand girl.
Kaufman adds he vows to work against and kill every single bill the governor comes up with because he can no longer trust her judgment. Senate Republican leader Jack Whitver says he supports the governor's decision to veto the bill, and he expects a majority of Senate Republicans would not be interested in any attempt to override her veto. The ethanol industry and Iowa Corn Growers Association have been urging Reynolds to reject the legislation. Monty Shaw with the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association says the bill would have diminished Iowa's ethanol industry as well as prospects for Iowa corn farmers.
We stand ready to work with people who want to improve the system but not kill the carbon capture projects. And if people are wanting to do that, we stand ready.
In a Facebook post, State Representative Charlie Thompson, who helped draft the House bill, said, quote, "Today is a dark day for Iowa citizens and their rights under the Iowa and United States constitutions. She will oppose and veto any bill that Summit Carbon Solutions dislikes, and if that means trashing the rights of every landowner in the state, that's just too bad. In the governor's view, constitutional rights, such as eminent domain protections, should not be allowed to interfere with schemes to make money, especially if those schemes are being promoted by her friends, supporters, and contributors. The Constitution doesn't matter, the safety risks to the public do not matter, and the weight of public opinion does not matter." State Senator Sandy Salmon of Janesville echoed Thompson, saying, quote, "I had held out hope that she would, when it came right down to protecting property rights, sign that bill, but she didn't. That speaks volumes. I would agree with the call for a House government oversight investigation into the IUC's granting of eminent domain to Summit." Thompson says he will all support his colleagues in calling for a special legislative session to seek an override of the governor's veto. A group opposed to the Summit Carbon Pipeline says the company is finding it difficult to acquire voluntary easement agreements with landowners along the route for Phase 2 of its project. The Iowa Utilities Commission has approved Summit's permit for construction of its main line, with a branch including Homeland Energy Solutions ethanol plant near Lawler, then building west through Chickasaw, Floyd, and Cerro Gordo counties, hooking up with Golden Grain Energy near Mason City along the way. Phase 2 would add ethanol plants previously partnered with the Heartland Navigator Pipeline, including Valero Renewables near Charles City and Poet Bioprocessing near Shell Rock and Fairbank. Summit also wants to add Absolute Energy near St. Ansgar. Opponents say Summit needs to obtain 1,742 easements along its Phase 2 route, and at this time, at least 78% or 1,360 parcels are refusing to sign. Floyd County landowner Kathy Carter says on phase one, when Summit first started approaching owners in late 2021, people weren't nearly as knowledgeable about the implications of this project. If we had known then what we know now, there wouldn't be nearly the number of so-called voluntary easements that Summit likes to proclaim. It's obvious now that the vast majority of landowners do not want Summit's project. Pipeline opponents say to date, at least 46 counties, including Floyd County, and 33 cities, including Rockford, plus dozens of local entities, have submitted objections to the IUC about the use of eminent domain for private profit projects like Summit. Heartland Days festivities begin tomorrow night in New Hampton. New Horizons Chamber Executive Director Liz Zweibeamer says the Heartland Days parade will begin at 6 p.m., starting on South Walnut, turning onto Main Street, and then onto South Water Avenue.
The parade would be rain or shine, but if there was a chance of lightning or anything like that, we would look to probably cancel the parade. But again, it's looking good so far. We're going to keep our fingers crossed.
The current forecast includes a slight chance of rain early tomorrow, with a mostly cloudy sky giving way to more sunshine as the day progresses. Zweibeamer encourages parade attendees and downtown shoppers to plan accordingly.
There will be no parking on Main Street starting at 4 p.m. So just a reminder to not be parking on Main Street, use those side streets, or, if you can just walk, carpool, that type of a thing.
Find more details on the parade and other Heartland Days activities at New Hampton Heartland Days on Facebook. More North Iowa news on the way on 95.1 The Bull.